CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China says it will commit to its international obligations and work with countries around the world to make a better Earth. In a congratulatory letter to an environmental forum on Saturday, President Xi Jinping extended his congratulations on the opening of the Eco-Forum Global Annual Conference 2013, which was held in Guiyang, capital city of southwest China's Guizhou province. He said the forum concentrates on the international community's common concerns about building an eco-civilization, and he expressed his belief that the forum will make positive contributions to protecting the global environment. The president said China will work in line with the idea of respecting, complying with, and protecting nature, and implement the national policy of saving resources and protecting the environment so as to promote green, recycling, and low-carbon development. Xi Jinping, top leader of the Communist Party of China, has sent a congratulatory message to Ma Ying-jeou, who was re-elected chairman of the Kuomintang Saturday. Xi Jinping said in the Telegraph that he hoped the two parties could deepen mutual trust and introduce positive interactions with broader vision when cross-strait relations are facing important opportunities. He said the CPC and KMT should continue to push forward the comprehensive development of cross-strait relations and work together for the interests of compatriots across the Taiwan Strait and revival of the Chinese nation. China says it welcomes Palestine and Israel for resuming peace talks and appreciates efforts made by relevant sides to revive the stalled talks. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Junying told reporters in Beijing that China hoped Palestine and Israel to overcome difficulties and strive for reaching concrete results at an early date after they relaunch the talks next week. She said China, along with the international community, is willing to play an active and constructive role for seeking a comprehensive and fair solution to the Palestinian issue. This is CRI News. An explosion has occurred at the Terminal 3 of the Beijing Capital International Airport. An initial police investigation shows a wheelchair-bound man, identified as Ji Zhongxing from East China's Shandong province, set up a homemade explosive device outside the arrivals exit of the Terminal 3 Saturday evening. Ji himself suffered arm injuries and is currently under treatment. The explosion caused no other injuries. The device, like fireworks, was detonated after the 34-year-old was stopped from handing out leaflets to get attention to his complaints, according to the probe. The police cordon at the arrivals exit has been removed, and the airport has begun to resume normal order. Police authorities are further investigating the case. A woman from North China's Hebei province has become the latest confirmed case of the H7N9 strain of bird flu. Health authorities in Beijing say the 61-year-old from the city of Langfang, Hebei, developed symptoms including cough and fever on July 10th and was diagnosed as suffering from severe pneumonia 4 days later. She was confirmed positive of the deadly H7N9 bird flu strain on Saturday and is currently under emergency treatment. 9 family members who have had close contacts with her have not shown any flu symptoms. 37 people have been confirmed as having contracted dengue fever in Zhongshan City in South China's Guangdong province. The Guangdong Provincial Disease Control and Prevention Center says all 37 patients were found in 5 localities in the city's Huangpu Township since July 16th, and it is likely that more cases will be reported. An expert from the center says patients have been hospitalized, showing mild symptoms of muscle pains and skin rashes. He has attributed the outbreak to the rainy weather, which favored mosquito reproduction, and said the situation had been brought under control. Up to 24 people were killed and 88 others wounded in a series of car bomb attacks in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad on Saturday evening. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. 4 women were killed and scores of others injured in overnight clashes between supporters and opponents of Egypt's ousted president, Mohamed Morsi, in the Nile Delta city of Mansoura. Egyptian Interior Minister Mohamed Ibrahim has reiterated his commitment to protecting peaceful protesters in coordination with the armed forces and warned against violence and vandalism. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.